So a paper we wanted you to comment on, Andy, from ASCO, which I found surprising and wasn't expecting, was the initial report of a CLL study looking at another anti-CD20 monoclonal antibody, formerly known as GA101, now obinutuzumab. Andy, can you talk about that paper?
Neil, I agree. I was surprised, I think pleasantly. I think looking at some of the early data on obinutuzumab, at least in indolent lymphoma and some other lymphomas, I was questioning, well, how more active is it than rituximab? Yes, it's glycoengineered for enhanced ADCC and decreased reliance on complement-mediated cell death, but this was an ambitious study from the get-go. It was a randomized study, a large randomized study from the Germans called the CLL-11 study, randomizing to the standard of clorambucil versus two experimental arms. One was GA101 plus clorambucil or obinutuzumab plus clorambucil, and the second arm being rituximab plus clorambucil. And what was presented at ASCO was kind of the first stage. They had stage 1A and stage 1B, where they compared the combination of the CD20 antibody with clorambucil to clorambucil itself.
And when you talk about stage, it's stage of the presentation of the data kind
exactly,
of thing.
Exactly.
I thought that was really interesting.
Exactly. And I should also make sure to frame that this was untreated CLL with comorbidities, that the Germans have done a very nice job in CLL of classifying patients. And to me, this was almost kind of a truly real case scenario. When you look at a lot of the CLL studies, especially for untreated, the median age in many of the studies are in the mid-50s, where we know that's not the median age for most patients with CLL. It's in close to age 70. And so to be eligible for this study, you needed a CIRS score, a CIRS, that's cumulative illness rating scale. And it actually is measuring comorbidities. It's fairly simple to use. You need a graphic to do it. I would imagine someone hopefully will build an online app for that. But you either had to have a CIRS over 6, so a certain number of comorbidities, and or creatinine clearance less than 70.